Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I give my full attention to Jennifer Zamparelli. She's just walked in the door. Hello, Jen.
I'm here. I made it.
Jen was supposed to be here at 11 o'clock for the traditional Dave Moore 11 o'clock celebrity interview. It's still 11. You're here.
I'm here. I made it.
We're very, very glad that you made it.
We had taxi problems.
It was a taxi issue.
I jumped into the car for you because you drove. I wanted to be here.
Oh, you're so kind. And you even had to bring your child with you.
Total midterm vibes all over the place. I actually met Lucy Kennedy in the corridor and she has her child.
Okay.
So it's like midterm vibes. This is midterm. Say hello to midterm.
Hi, midterm. My young fella is 16. He's in transition year. He's already done a couple of weeks work experience here and he's coming in next Monday for a week of official TY Media Week. So he's all looking to me like going, do you have to go in so early? I was like, yeah.
Oh, because you bring him in.
I bring him in the morning. Like, he'd be in here at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then he doesn't start till 9. He's like, wait a minute. Am I getting the dart home? I was like, yeah. No, you just wait till 3 o'clock and bring me home. I'm like,
I'm not doing that.
Now, hang on a second. Before we get onto anything, let's talk about this lady in Australia who's got a popcorn kernel stuck in her throat because I know you're listening on the way in. Like, have this ever happened to you? Have you ever had an experience of this? This is so shocking for this poor lady.
Well, Florence nearly choked on popcorn in the back of the car once when she was about, I'd say, 2.
Terrifying.
Well, she was very young.
Okay.
Stopped the car in the middle of the road, whack on the back.
Whack on the back.
Out. Florence has a theory that the woman needs to eat lots of ice cream to get it out.
What, do you think the ice cream, Florence, will suck it back down, or what are you thinking?
Come and talk to the mic. Come on over here. What do you think will happen?
I think she might, like, puke it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so she eats so much ice cream, she gets sick.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a great idea, but not a bad idea.
Well, in fairness, every time she talks about it, she does sound like she's about to throw up, so it's kind of amazing. I think
so
I like your thinking. Here you are.
Yeah.
There's so much going on with you. I kind of don't even know where to start. So can we just start with Dancing with the Stars?
Let's start with that because we have our 100th episode on Sunday, which is pretty incredible.
Do you know what? That is such a massive achievement. Like 100 of anything.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's amazing.
It's huge. And it's been great fun. And I text my producer today. I was like, how many episodes have I done? Because I haven't done 100. It will be my 75th show on
Sunday.
You're
kidding me. I'm going to give you a round of applause for that. That is ridiculous. Why isn't a round of applause not working?
And I said to my producer, Elva, good morning, Elva. I know she's probably listening. I said, that's a good law of averages of not falling down the stairs.
There's so many things about this show that are so impressive. But walking down the stairs in your ridiculous heels.
And Guna is
definitely one of them.
Yeah, and I haven't fallen yet.
You know what's going to happen now, don't you? Sunday. It's absolutely going to happen. Last week, it was boy bands versus girl bands.
Yeah.
Jen Zamparelli, you danced.
You were definitely on my team, weren't you?
Of course I am.
Well, not only because it was me.
Yeah, but also because it was boy bands.
But it was Take That.
Yeah, it was.
What a tune.
Now, because I can imagine handling the stress of the live presenting because, obviously,
this.
Here we are. I can't really imagine the Guna, if I'm honest with you. I don't think I'd fit into it, but
that's not what I heard.
Cannot imagine the dancing. I can't, like, watching other people do it. I have so much admiration for them. Listen, the professionals, obviously, they're incredible, but your average punter who goes on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm not saying you're an average punter, Jen, but you weren't there as a dancer, you were there as a presenter, and then they said to you,
I've never danced. I find it quite stressful because I'm week one vibes. Do you know what I mean? Like, you go into week 7, there's a certain standard.
Okay,
with
I get
all
you.
Of them dancing.
We've whittled out
and
some of the week oneers.
You know, I'm dancing against someone who was in the final, Laura Fox, who is amazing. it's really stressful. Now, I would consider myself to be fairly fit.
Yeah.
I've seen
you doing your high rocks.
This is a completely different thing. I have been in so much pain. I was like, there's muscles where? They're really sore. It was actually quite a stressful. I find it quite stressful.
I would imagine so. Arshana was saying that it's the one reality TV show she'd love to do because she wants to get really fit. I was kind of explaining to her going, you can just get really fit. You don't have to go on a reality
TV
show.
It's a different thing. It's a different thing. But one thing that dance does for me, it gives me a new respect for the contestants.
Okay, that's a good shout.
It is. Because I was like, how do I'm really empathetic. I have lots of empathy. this week, you know, even more so, because it takes so much. First of all, it's live. There's a big debate online going, that wasn't live.
That's all pre-recorded.
Absolutely not. It was 100% live. We've never really danced before. Well, I certainly haven't. It takes hours of practice. It's not, and the lifts that they just think you can just, you know, launch yourself into
your dancer's hands, who then picks you up, throws you around in a circle, and then catches you kind of up on his shoulder.
Yeah, and that's awkward. Like, we got to know each other very quickly.
Yeah, there's an intimacy there.
There's an intimacy there. James, he was so great, but my husband was like, oh yeah. Did you enjoy this week?
We know the curse of the dancing shows. I mean, it's there.
It's in my contract. I got to do this, babe. But no, it was great fun. And yeah, we've a great show. Lots of surprises coming up on
for
Sunday.
For the 100th episode.
I think we've done over 1,000 performances.
It's crazy.
A bazillion cha-cha-chas. It's my 75th show. It's 100 episodes. It's just incredible what they've done.
It is. And it's on every single Sunday on RT1. Make sure you watch Dancing with the Stars.
It never ends, Dave.
No. It just rolls on and on and on. Let's talk about podcasting, because it's obviously something you've moved into recently, and you're not stopping. Like, there was Just Between Us, which has been getting a load of promo.
Still there.
It's great. That's what
still
I mean.
Going,
like, yeah, it's flying.
Well, it's interesting. My niece, who is early 20s, went to see the GP. She wasn't well, and the GP told her about the podcast, not knowing that she was my niece.
Right.
It's doing great. Just Between Us is a podcast about sex and relationships. It's very educational. It's given me tools as a parent of a tween as well for language and things that we need to talk about at certain, and all very age-appropriate stuff, but we delve into dating and sexual health and sexual well-being and all kinds of stuff. So that, I love that content, and that is a joy to work on. Now, the other one, it was, as my friend Sharon Mannion says, she was either going to have a mental breakdown or to start a podcast. So she's decided to do both. And I've been working with these two women, Norma Sheen as well, who you know. These two women are some of the funniest women I've ever met and worked with.
Absolutely true.
I know them over a decade. We've always been trying to work together, and this is our excuse to meet. And we just have, it's good for the soul. I mean, we just laugh for the time we're in that studio, and we're in a very different stages of our life now than we were obviously 10 years ago. We've teenage daughters. Norma's recently divorced.
That's
and back
right.
out dating, and Sharon's on the road as a stand-up. And we talk just about life and have a good laugh doing it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the joy.
Middle rage,
guys. I think that is the joy of those kinds of podcasts from a listening point of view.
Yeah.
If you guys are enjoying each other's company and not really performing like this as a podcast,
yeah,
then people really connect with those
things. Oh God, we're not going to make a penny out of this podcast. Like, that doesn't go nowhere. This is 100% just for us and our mental health.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing it.
You've got Just Between Us and you've got Middle Rage, two podcasts. Now, aren't you, you're super fit. I see you doing your high rocks on your Instagram and all the rest. Aren't you running the mini marathon yet again?
Yeah. Now, last year was my very, very first time
in
running anywhere. I was not a runner, and I've been an ambassador for Cool Mind for over a year now, and it isn't widely known, this place, but the work they do is just incredible. Like, last year they supported over 3,000 people on their recovery journey, and 42% were women. And Ashley House, where I'm off to next with my daughter Florence, she's going to come with me, where we have a photo shoot there. And Ashley House is the only place in Ireland where women in recovery can still be with their children.
Wow.
So their children can live with them, and they can go off and do what they have to do, and they're taken care of. So it's an amazing place. So I'm very proud to be an ambassador for a place like that, and I would love if you would join me on the mini marathon.
There you go.
Because it's been a joy to, I mean, running is was a revelation to me, because it was like, oh my God, you get good really quickly. You know?
Okay, at running.
But do you know how long it takes the average woman to run 10K?
No.
Average women don't run 10K.
Hey.
Oh!
So if you even sign
Damn,
up for this,
girl.
If you even sign up for this and give it a go, you can walk it, you can jog it, you can run it. It is so amazing. The weather's always great. I know that's a big...
That's what's so good.
Sell.
It is.
But general tickets for the women's mini marathon, they go on sale the 4th of March, 11th. Buy them soon, because they sell out really quickly.
Yep.
And when you're registering, you'll be asked to choose a charity on the drop-down menu.
Choose Cool Mind. Is it just called Cool Mind?
Cool Mind Therapeutic Community, and join the team. And we'll have a great time and raise much-needed funds for these people who are in recovery and want to stay with their families and Yeah, it's a great cause.
Brilliant. Jennifer Zamparelli, thank you so much for the stressful journey you had coming in.
It was probably stressful for Cahill, but it was grand for me.
No, Cahill just went, Jen's going to be late. We went grand. We'll just do the popcorn lady first. It's fine.
Great.
Jan Florence, thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Legend. You'll hear Florence on the radio very soon, I'm sure, with her own radio show. Jen, thanks so much.
Thank you,
see you when I'm not here, okay? Is that
thank
cool?
You.
Yeah, thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.